Thank you. ไหม
I'm not going to be able to do that.
superstitions of planning and housing with a fantasy about the transformation of children. It goes like this. A population of children is condemned to play on the city streets. These pale and rickety children in their sinister moral environment are telling each other about canards, about sex, sniggering evilly and learning new forms of corruption as efficiently as if it were in reform school. This situation is called the moral and physical toll taken of our youth by streets. Sometimes it is called simply the gutter. If only these deprived children can be gotten off the streets into parks and playgrounds with equipment on which to exercise, space in which to run, grass to lift their souls, clean and happy places filled with the laughter of children responding to a wholesome environment. So much for fantasy. Let us consider a story from real life, as discovered by Charles Guggenheim, a documentary filmmaker in St. Louis. Guggenheim was working on a film depicting the activities of the St. Louis Children's Daycare Center. He noticed that at the end of the afternoon, roughly half the children left with the greatest reluctance. Guggenheim became sufficiently curious to investigate. Without exception, the children who left unwillingly came by a near housing project. And without exception again, those who left willingly came from the old slum streets nearby. The mystery, Guggenheim found, was simplicity itself. The children returning to the project with its generous playgrounds and lawns ran a gauntlet of bullies who made them turn out their pockets to submit to a beating, sometimes both. These small children could not get home each day without enduring an ordeal that they dreaded. The children going back to the old streets were safe from extortion, Guggenheim found. They had many streets to select from, and they astutely chose the safest. If anybody picked on them, there was always the storekeeper that prone.
step